We've got Kendra, Little John, and Carol from the New York Housewives. Don't go anywhere. Episode 3 of Hollywood Medium coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right. Welcome back, ladies.
Hi!
Welcome back. Viewers and audios. Welcome to Wednesday Night with Hollywood Medium and the gang here at AfterBuzz. I'm your host, Katerina Kazayas. You can reach me at Kazayas Katerina on Twitter and Katerina Kazayas on Instagram. And I'm joined today by Jennifer and Ava. Ladies, good night. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And my name is Ava Hill, and you can find me at The Ava Hill on Instagram and Ava Hill on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now you know where you can find us. We are glad that you found us tonight because it's episode 3 of Hollywood Medium, and it's a show that we're loving on E!
Time is flying,
and it was an interesting panel of guests tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with Kendra. Kendra was first, and of course, I mean, unless you've been hiding under a rock the last few years, everyone knows Kendra, right?
Yes.
And she was on today. Tyler, driving up to her house with his mom, was getting the sense of grandmothers. Mm-hmm. He goes to the door. Now, again, remembering that Tyler never knows who he's going to go see in advance. He opens the door, and he recognizes Kendra because, of course, she used to be Hugh Hefner's girlfriend. She was on The Girls Next Door.
Which was on E.
Yeah. She has since had her own show, Kendra on Top. So we know Kendra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very well.
And Kendra's a cutie. I like Kendra.
She is. She's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I love her. She's very relatable. Bubbly. Yeah.
But bubbly and relatable. Yeah, she's a little inarticulate. But
and she has Kendra on top, you know, and then everything about the news that was going on with her.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's really, really rough. So yeah. I commend her on getting through that because I don't know if I could have.
Yeah. Having a husband cheat on you while you're pregnant?
With a transsexual.
And this is why they call it Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going back to the show, he walks in and he starts talking to Kendra. He starts talking to her about two grandmothers. What'd you girls think of that?
I really wanted her mom's mom to come through, which is coincidental.
Why?
Because she calls her mom. But because her grandmother, her mom's mom, was such a huge part of her life because, as everyone knows, if you know Kendra, her dad left her life pretty early. They're reconnected now. But because of that, her mom's mom kind of stepped in and, you know, took the role.
Helped raise her.
Right. And so on Kendra on Top, on We, it shows her and her husband and her two kids, going to the funeral, and you just see, you know, the hurt and the pain that she was going through, you know, because of her grandmother passing. And so I was really anxious and wanting to see, like, what her grandmother was going to say, especially about her mother and her relationship, because they don't really have one. So mm-hmm. I was really interested to see if she would touch on that, you know, what she would say. But
question though, is that mom that the same mom or grandma who was on her show Kendra? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so there was a show which it was Girls Next Door, then there was Kendra, and then Kendra on Top, which is on a different network.
Right.
But she was everywhere.
She was everywhere. I mean, she was in the delivery room.
So close. The mom grandmother.
Mm-hmm. And she literally was like Kendra's second parent. I mean, it was really
Or almost
Kendra's
like
mom.
First parent.
Right.
Like, because like the mom wasn't there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it was pretty much like the mom and then Kendra's grandmother, who's mom, she moved next door to them and kind of like they made like this, you know, this force of being parents for, you know, her and her brother, because her dad kind of was not in the picture at all until recently. They reconnected maybe
now,
like 2 years ago.
Do you think some of that missing parents as role models played a role in Kendra's path in life?
Absolutely. Yeah. And she, you know, did a sex tape a long time ago.
She did?
And,
she did. Mm-hmm. She did. I remember that. Yeah.
TMZ.
And the whole, you know, Hugh Hefner house, the Playboy Mansion, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So. Right. And she was so young mm-hmm. when she first met Hugh Hefner. So it was like, and she met him, you know, naked and body paint. So, yeah. I think there's something there. Yeah.
That's why it's scary to be a parent. I feel like parents don't, not all parents, but, you know, as people, we have to keep in mind what being the parent role is, because mm-hmm. we really influence everything that our children do, and then what they grow up end up, you know, what they end up doing. So, yeah, I think because of the dysfunction in her family, of course, like she, you know, she could have come out worse, but she was able to have a family.
She managed to turn it around. She Actually, all three girls managed to turn it around. And I'm sure most girls do. They've landed with families. And I think it's Holly is in Vegas right now.
She is.
She's having baby number two as well. Or does she have two kids?
Baby number two, for sure.
The name I'm not really, like, understanding. I think it's Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Is it Rainbow?
Rainbow Aurora.
Something.
Something like that. Anyway.
were you ladies close to your grandmothers? Or are you still? Are they living?
They're alive. Mm. So, and I was actually close to my great-grandmothers. I actually had a reading last night, a medium reading.
Do tell.
Yeah, it was actually pretty, it was interesting. It wasn't as detailed as Tyler's readings.
Who came through?
My grandma did, my great-grandma. And it was funny because he said that I do have a lot of energy, and I do, you know, always, I'm very, very quick. And he said that you're like this because of her, and she's like the driving force behind me and my career. And said a lot of things like take care of her china, and he was very specific about the china.
And this is your great grandmother.
This is my great grandma, yeah. Okay. Because my actual grandmothers, I mean, they're alive and well. My one is 91, and she's doing just fine, and the other is in her late 70s. So, yeah. But my great grandmothers came through. It was just very interesting.
That's awesome.
Do you have her china?
I do have her china.
Oh, wow.
And he was specific. He said the blue and white china with the circles around it.
And he actually saw that.
Yeah.
You see, that's why I'm not a skeptic. I believe there are people that have this ability to channel.
Oh, I started to cry just because I mean, I believe in it, but it's hard when you're hearing it. Like on a one-on-one,
especially with the detail like that.
Yeah, it was just very kind of shocking. Like, you know, I believe it, but when he said it and it was so close to home, I was like, oh wow, okay. And then the tears started coming. Yeah, if you want to follow him on Twitter, he's Teenage Medium. But yeah, it's really, really crazy.
That's awesome.
Is he a teenager?
He started when he was 14, and he's now 23.
And that's interesting because Tyler references in this segment as well that he kind of started getting this around 13, 14 as well.
Right.
So I wonder if it kind of comes in when you're passing into adolescence.
You guys
make
me want to get
into your own.
I don't know. I'm still hesitant.
Well, he's a skeptic over here.
I did say though that he can channel whether he doesn't like or if you don't.
If
like
I'm closed
something.
Or not. Or?
No. If you don't want anything about your future, and you just want to, you know, talk to something or
you know, Kendra said also she was like, I can connect with people that have passed in my family, but don't tell me about my future. I can relate to that because I don't want to know
about
my
future. But he kind of did. He implied that
the pregnancy.
Maybe having a third baby. Now we've got a little bit of Ava scoop for us. What do you have for us, Ava?
So Ava scoop. According to In Touch, they reported around 2 days ago that after the Hollywood Medium episode, Kendra was shown on Instagram. She posted a photo of her and her daughter at the nail salon, and she was getting a pedicure, and she was hiding her stomach. Ooh. So a lot of fans are pretty much skeptical. Maybe she's trying. Maybe she already is pregnant. We don't know, but I will definitely be checking for Kendra and her bump, her
All
baby
right.
bump.
Oh, my God.
That's one of our predictions here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
If you think that Kendra might be pregnant, hit us up. Tweet us at hashtag AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
Let us know if you think that maybe this is a rumor or maybe there's something to it. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. And comment on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yes. And let me know, too, at the Ava Hill. I'm going to be posting information about it. So I would love to know, like, do you think she's pregnant? What do you think? Do you think she's just, I don't know, going along with the rumors? Is she, like, stirring the pot?
The question would be, who's the dad? Do you think it's Hank?
Oh, Hank.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they have reconciled, right?
But Katarina scoop.
I know, right?
Stay tuned tomorrow.
Stay tuned. Jeez Louise. Putting the shade in the scoop.
But, you know, it's funny because Kendra at the beginning was skeptical. She was like, I don't know, we'll see, blah, blah, blah. And I think by the time Tyler left, she was feeling pretty like, hey, he's reading some stuff here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how I would have been. I mean, as you ladies know, I would have gone in kind of side-eyeing. And then, you know, the more he spoke, the more I would be.
Because the mum thing I thought was interesting.
That's cute. Yeah. Right. And I loved how when he left, she's just like, oh my gosh, Gloria. Because it was a G.
She remembered.
Yeah, she had no idea.
That's right.
Yeah. It's so like Kendra, though, to get up and start running after him. I thought that that was very, very Kendra-like for her to do. I love that they included that in the segment.
How old is Kendra now? I think she's got to be about 30.
Like 32?
Something like that.
She was 19 in 2007. I'm not good at math. So.
All right.
So. All we know is she's older. Okay.
I was going to say, so she was 19 in 2007. I'm pretty sure. She's like 26 now.
No, she's in her 30s. She's definitely in her 30s because I think she had on one of her episodes.
Yeah, I guess that's 9 years. Yeah.
Yeah. She had a birthday party for her 30th or something on.
Yeah,
on,
I think she's 30.
30, 31, 32. Young 30s, definitely.
Right.
No, older.
What do you guys think about having 3 kids?
For her?
Yeah, well, for you.
I think it's great for her. I think it's amazing. Have all the babies you want, Kendra.
No, I really want to know. What do you think? Would you have 3 kids?
I don't want one. Why?
We've been over this.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think 3 would be the limit. I think that anything more than that is like... No offense to anyone, but that's like litter, you know, I like crossing that line.
Did she say litter?
Like in a litter. Yeah, I just can't. Like a litter of children. I can't do
that.
Not
a litter of children. I cannot. I don't know. I don't see 3 kids in my future. I don't see that. I'm an only child. So if I have 1 child, I think I would be okay. If it was a girl first. If it was a boy first, I'd try again.
You want control.
Do you want a girl?
I want control.
You want a little girl?
I do want a girl. Okay. Because I love the relationship that my mom and I have, and I want that with my child. And I feel like there's a bond that you have with your mom.
But they do say, actually, that the guys are usually closer to their moms than girls are.
Oh, my gosh, it's too much.
Like little, like, mommy's little boy.
Yeah, but, like, that bond is...
It's too much.
It's
sometimes.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah, but when the baby is, you know, when it's a baby and you can shop for it, and I don't know, I like girly things. I'm a girly girl.
All right.
Yeah.
Fun. I would be fine getting a dog and dressing up like a girly girl.
Oh, no, so you know what? I'm actually, when I have a kid, I'm calling you and I'm demanding that you babysit for long
That's
hours.
That's fine. That is fine. I will give it back and be so happy.
Speaking of somebody that had a lot of brothers and sisters, so we're going to move on to segment number 2, Little John, the rapper. The musician. We opened the song with him today, so thank you for ushering us in, Little John. He was saying at one point that he... Was it him or his mom? His mom had 18 brothers and sisters.
Mm-mm.
18.
Now that's like
that's pretty 4 crazy.
Litters.
That's Vagine. That's the strongest Vagine I've ever heard of in my life.
Or not? They just walked out at that point. That's a lot. That's a lot of children.
That's a lot. And I mean, that's only going back one generation. I mean, I've heard of maybe 12 or maybe 7. But 18? That had to be 2 different moms there. Something
like Duggars.
Going on there.
Financially, how do you do that? I mean. That's
probably a different time and different location. They're not living in LA.
They're not.
Yeah.
So they're not.
I'm pretty sure, you know, you can have a ranch and just let them all
right. flip. Could you imagine like 18 college tuitions though?
They probably Jeez all Louise. Didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's a lot.
You just push them to be really good at sports and get a scholarship.
Right. Get scholarships.
Your baseball, right. your basketball, right. your football.
Remember each sport that I'm telling you. Yeah.
Exactly. Like you could have a whole bloody team.
You really could.
Right? You
Jackson
could get
5.
A teen scholarship.
Jackson
yeah, or just make like a whole talent show out of it. Call That's it, right. you know, the Jacksons did it.
Little John, it was interesting because Tyler comes in to see him. And he actually, Little John, started picking up Tyler's energy and made reference to the fact that I have a little bit of an ability to be intuitive and feel people's energy. My mom was a little psychic, and when she had me, she seems to have lost that power, but maybe passed part of that through to me. So he was very into the energy that Tyler was emitting. What'd you think of that?
I loved it.
Me too.
I thought that I love that, you know, someone can walk into a room and then you immediately go, you know,
have you felt people's energy? Do you feel it?
Yes. 100%.
Not a psychic. Not right. like, you know, I haven't met a psychic where I'm just like, oh, you're just magical. You know, I've never met Tyler.
Right.
But, you know, if it's a person, then yeah, I've definitely felt energies. And you have bad ones, you have good ones, all different types of energy.
You know what I think is interesting sometimes, and it's got nothing to do with gender. It just has to do with the individual's energy. So you meet someone, and sometimes, like, for no reason, you just click, like, boom. you're feeling each other. And other times, again, for no reason, there's just a hostility. And no one has even said hello, or you've said your little, you know. And most of the time, it's neutral. And if I never see you again, I don't care. But it's weird how sometimes it's so antagonistic.
It is. And I oftentimes, I feel bad about it because I do feel energy when I meet somebody. Mm-hmm. And then I blame myself. I have a talk with myself and I think, Ava, why aren't you connecting with this person? Why don't you like this person? And then I'm blaming me. Like, well, what can you do better? But then some, you know, I have to accept, well, you know, everyone isn't meant for everybody, because I definitely feel energy. And sometimes when I can't put the energy next to evidence as to why it makes sense, it makes me frustrated, because I'm, you know, I'm like,
but you're trying, right?
Right. Yeah. Until they prove themselves, Ava, you have no right to assume that someone is not a good person. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I've met a lot of those kind of people. I've met great people, but I've met people that I've, you know, I've,
but you know what, like, I don't know about you. I wonder sometimes, is are they thinking that same thing about us? Like, we assume that we're the good person, not the
bad
hostile,
person. Yeah.
Bitchy person. But are they maybe thinking that they're the non-hostile one?
You know, I've had people misinterpret my energy, because I come off very overconfident and very, very strong. I just am who I am.
Sure.
And some people, you know, would take that as cockiness, or someone would take that as I'm full
arrogance
of myself
or
something,
right,
like that.
Sure.
And it's just, you know, you just have to stay genuine, and then eventually your energy, they'll level out and be like, oh, that's just how this person is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So I guess that's why some people are friends and some people aren't.
I feel like society is kind of backwards in that way, though, because it's we give off this message to love ourselves and to be confident in ourselves, and then when we are, we have to downplay it and say, no,
oh,
it's
I never
not that
it.
I'm not,
you know,
too
I mean?
Smart, and
I'm not too smart,
funny, and
I'm not too confident,
pretty, I'm not too,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't believe
maybe
in
that's
that
a good problem.
Yeah,
because I don't do that ever.
Yeah. And you know what, growing up now who I am, I relate to you, because I am who I am, and if you don't like it, I'm sorry, you
yeah,
know?
But that's hard when you're 14 and 15 and
oh,
16.
Oh, yeah. And
you
I know, didn't at that age. I had a lot of social... I blamed myself for a lot of things. I always tried to fit in. But now I look back and I'm like, why,
what
Ava?
Advice
why?
Would you give your 15-year-old selves?
To love yourself, to be confident in yourself. And if, you know, people don't like you, that's okay. That doesn't mean that, you know, you're a bad person. That doesn't mean that you don't deserve to be liked, to be loved. And that you remember the people that do love you, and you say, hey, you know what? That's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
Jennifer, what advice would you give your 15-year-old self?
See, I was in such a different place. That's just not my mindset at 15 was, like, I think way older. I feel like I was born like
older.
30. So, I mean, I was 5 having those issues. And my mom was like, you'll never see that person again. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I came to school as Jessica Rabbit and like I have pictures I could post. Sequins, you know.
I do want to see that.
We're going to have a conference on self-confidence by Jennifer this weekend.
I will absolutely give that. I'm a firm believer in being yourself and being genuine. And then if someone has a legitimate reason why they don't like you, then that's all right, because it's you know.
I also feel like it depends on the space that you're in, though. To me, you have to be in a good space where you are allowed to be yourself. I think that makes a lot of difference, because in college
you have to make it for yourself.
But
you
are you talking mental space or physical space?
Like your
environment?
Your environment. Okay. I feel like when you love yourself, everything else makes sense. When you love yourself, like you said, you're able to make your surroundings better. And for me, for college, my college life was lit, okay? I loved college. I would go back right now if someone offered it to me. Shout out to CCU, Coastal Carolina University.
Thank
I love you guys. But I had a great college life, and I graduated from grade school, and I said, okay, Ava, you make this what you didn't make this in grade school for you. You go and you make great friends, you make great memories, and I did. So,
aww. So you had those lessons.
And I had those lessons. So, you know, the grade school life was tough, but I evolved and said, okay, love yourself, be confident, step into these 4 years, have a lit life, and that's what I did.
All right. And it seems to be carrying on, because your energy is great.
Yes.
Speaking of good energy.
Yeah.
See? And the audience can feel energy.
Oh, yeah. I think so. You can feel our energy. Hit us up. Like our YouTube channel if you do.
Yes.
But speaking of Little John, going back to him and his energy and his sense of energy, he gave a, what did he give? Oh, my goodness. I'm having a red scarf. Red, was it orange? Red, a scarf to Tyler to hold.
I don't remember the color.
And Tyler started channeling his dad, who had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he said to him was, he never got, one of the things that little John said to Tyler, he never got to see the success that I'm at, the success that I've achieved now. Do you think he knows? And Tyler was sort of like, yes, he does know. He does see it. And I think that's got to be reassuring.
Oh, because absolutely.
Because I think that sometimes, like, when I make it, really make it, are the people that have been around me going to be here to see
that's
that?
That's scary.
Yes, I think so. Like I said, so. You know, my grandma is the force behind me. And supposedly, I've been told this many times, I have, like, a crazy amount of spirit guides. I don't know if this is true, obviously, but I've been told a lot. So I think that all those people who are on the other side look at you and they know to push you, and then they're happy when they see you at that place that you need to be at.
That is reassuring, because I oftentimes think about that. You know, when I get to where I'm working to be, will my mom be here? I hope. No, I'm claiming that she's going to be. Actually, she's going to be here.
You cannot be scared. You cannot be scared of your mother's death. We can't talk
about this.
No, I am
scared. I am high key, not even low key. I'm very scared about that. But I also want to know if my grandmother is looking too, because we, all of us are sorority sisters. And so when I crossed into my sorority in college, I was wondering, does my grandmother know? You know,
wow.
Is she proud of me? You know, so
I'm sure she does. I agree with Jennifer. I think they're there. I think they're seeing it in a different...
They do.
Yeah, I
like,
do.
What
I
else
like
do they have
that.
To do on the other right. side? Like, they're going to watch The Living. Like, wouldn't you...
I kind of want to be really busy, though, on the other side. I kind of
like
want to
be doing what? Like, are you going to be, like, philanthropic activities? Or,
I don't
like,
know.
Tending a garden?
What just, like, messing with people, throwing things across the room.
I don't know. I want to be busy doing...
Yeah, right?
I want to be busy doing whatever I do.
See, like, I don't want to be busy. I want to be sitting by a pool with a cocktail. And like, I'm done.
I'm going to your heaven, because that's what I want.
But wait, but you really want to...
I want to do nothing.
I want to close the book. I want to close the book and I want to move on, because I feel like if I'm concerned about the things happening on Earth, I won't be able to move on and be content in knowing that I can't do anything about it. I'm not there anymore. You know what I mean?
So, okay, I get it. So you want to close the book on earthly life.
Yes.
And continue doing other things in
the afterlife.
Right,
whatever the afterlife is, okay. I want to keep pretty much what I do in life.
Okay.
When something is done for me, I shut it down. It's done, and I keep going. And that's what I want to do in the afterlife. I want to just keep...
Do you want to come to my pool?
Yes, free alcohol and floaties.
Well,
I want a big
heaven,
floaty.
Right, of course.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll definitely be at the pool. But you know, yeah, I want to close the chapter, because I feel like if you have all these open chapters, you're not able to live.
But
well,
this
it's
is
not
the thing,
yours;
though.
It's other people's.
And this is the thing, though: a lot of people say that reincarnation is because you've left a chapter open. So there's a big segment of the population that believes in that.
Excuse me, sorry.
In past lives and that whole thing. Do you believe in that at all?
Actually, no. the medium. I love this.
No.
The medium that I spoke with last night explained what he thought about reincarnation.
Ooh.
And how this all works.
Okay.
So he said that you can have fragments of your soul going into different dimensions, and that would be worlds. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, let's say you are, you're living, but you're feeling something that day. You could be experiencing multiple different lives, if that makes sense. So he was saying that fragments of your soul could be living in past lives, in front lives, you know, whatever. So that's what he was saying.
Look, you come here, you get born, you're born, okay? You live your life on Earth, you pass, you move on.
I don't believe that.
Really?
No. I have had some experiences, again, where I know... When I meet someone that I have known them in a different life, absolutely, 100%, I've had that.
Okay, but is it that you feel like you should have known them before?
No,
isn't
I
it,
feel
it's
like
a connection?
I did. No, I knew them before, and for whatever reason, I know them again now.
Did you feel that for me?
No,
that's okay.
But that's crazy about your clairvoyant yesterday.
Yeah, and actually, I've again been told this, because I've had experience with psychics multiple times. I've been going since I was like 8. I love it. And I've been told that my mom in a past life was actually my child.
Oh goodness!
And I was there. No, and she was told the same thing. So it was vice versa. So in other lives, we knew each other, and that's why, you know, we're on the same page, and she understands why I'm so strong and. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that balance. So, I don't know.
So, you feel like you both feel like you were
yeah.
in another life before this
no.
one?
No, I got to clarify mine.
Okay.
I was not alive. I was in whatever spiritual realm we were in before we became people, and whatever spiritual realm we're going to go to once we leave this earth.
Okay, I can okay. feel that.
It wasn't from a different lifetime.
Oh, okay, got it.
Not in my case.
Got it.
I don't even know.
In Jennifer's case with her mom, maybe.
Who even knows if that's true?
Right, yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I'm just saying, like, or maybe we're experiencing that now and it's in a parallel universe. Who knows? There's so many things that people come up with or have their own views on. And I want to know what Tyler thinks, too. So, I don't know.
I think that's why I have a hard time with this subject in general is because I'm a person that has to know who, what, when, where, why.
Right.
And when you can't give me those things, it's very, I'm a very analytical person. It's the Virgo in me. And I have to have those answers. And if I don't have those answers, then I start side-eyeing everything, every situation. You know,
No, that makes sense.
Jennifer, what sign are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. Are they supposed to be a little more spiritually inclined?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And we're great together for love life, right?
Yes.
Virgo and Capricorn.
And every, I mean, all of my relationships and all of my family members, including animals, have all been Virgos. Isn't
that
insane?
We're the best, though. We're the best, honestly. Truly.
We're just
honestly.
Very strong. What are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh. Yes. I fit well with you, too.
But you know what? I'm supposed to be creative and floaty and la-di-da-di-da, and I'm just not as a person. When I look at my profile, I'm like 100% Aries, which is right after, and like fiery and spirited.
Are you on the cusp?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So I'm a couple days off of Aries, and when you read the two profiles, I am
You're kind of not both.
A Pisces.
Okay.
I'm really not even a Pisces.
There's a lot of, I actually just looked this up because someone told me this. It's you can go to this website, type in the time you were born, and it tells you all the other signs that were in line with your sign when you were born.
Ooh.
So you have like I didn't know I have a lot of Scorpio in me.
Oh.
And I had no idea. I was like, really?
Hmm.
And I usually
you have to send me that link.
Yeah. No, you know what? I will.
Yeah.
I will.
We'll bring it. You know what? We'll bring it for next time, and we'll share it with the audience.
Yeah, and I'll tweet it.
Because you know what, guys? Quick fact here. Okay, I've kind of had a hard time. There was a time when I kind of didn't believe in astrology,
and I just
got into it.
It's hard, you know,
to
think of it.
It's hard, too, because it's like, how can you generalize people by when they were born? However, it's very freaky how parallel my personality is with Virgo traits. Everything that they say about Virgo, I am that.
And
that
actually usually works for almost everyone. Like, I have some friends that are Sagittarius, and it's like to the letter.
Yeah, no.
To the letter. So
to the T. Yeah. It's freaky. Mm-hmm. I look at it, and I'm like, Ava, how can you not believe in this?
But yeah.
You know.
I'll send you both the links. There I'm very much a Capricorn, but I have a lot of Scorpio tendencies. So
you're really into astrology then? Like, this is your thing.
Oh, okay. astrologyzone.com is my, like, place. Like,
she's great, though.
I love it. Oh, yes. Isn't she?
Oh,
I love
Susan her. Miller. Astrology Zone. We love
See,
you,
I don't even
Susan
know about
Miller.
I'm learning today.
Oh,
I
love it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I'll share.
Okay. Yeah, great. She's great.
I'm open.
She really is great. Okay. Now we're going to move on to number three. Back to the show. Okay. So she showed up as Carolyn Radziwill. And I'm thinking, who the heck is Carolyn Radziwill?
We all were.
We didn't know. My bad. Apparently, she's one of the Real Housewives of New York, which I, in my defense, have not seen since Bethany Frankel left the original.
I love
Bethany. A few years ago.
She's kind of
tuned out, and I was traveling and not here and blah, blah, blah. So Carol was guest number three.
Yes.
What do we think of her?
Well, her house, number one, after living in New York and knowing how expensive it is to live there, her house was a dream, and I loved her house.
Stunning.
It was
so
stunning.
Pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually appreciated that she openly admitted that she was skeptical, and but yet she was still open to receive information.
Well, she was like, oh, is that the file you have on me? And he's
right.
like, well, okay, she's a skeptic. It's
right.
okay. I'll change her.
I'm sure
right.
he's very used to that.
And though. He is. Oh, yeah. And he is. And so I liked that she was still willing to, you know, be read and be open. And it's also great. It's like character development, seeing someone go from one end to the other by the end of their, you know, their portion.
And I'm just going to recap for the audience who may be catching us after the fact, may not have seen the episode. She ends up giving one of the objects she gives to Tyler is a ring.
Mm-hmm.
She gives him the ring. He starts feeling it, and he starts channeling a woman who died too young in a tragic accident, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see Carol kind of going, oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. We find out that the ring belonged to Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, who
was crazy.
The best friend of Carol and partially a sister-in-law through marriage. Yeah. And I think at that point, Carol realized that, wait a minute, there is no way.
There's no way.
He would have known this ring belonged to Carolyn Bessette Kennedy.
No,
so I think he converted her at that
right instant. and to see that attitude change, you know, to the point where it's like, wait a second, this dude is legit. It's also great. It's so great to see that, because I'm one of those people, and you know, I've admitted that many times on the show, and so I would love for him to come and read me and me be like, oh my gosh, there's no way that he would have known that. You know, it's not public, but I liked that, and I also liked that Carolyn's energy, I guess, was just so strong.
Carolyn Bessette.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That she was like, I don't care who else you want to hear from. I'm here. I'm taking this moment. I need to talk to you.
Not your husband.
Not your husband.
Your sister.
Right. This is about me and my dog. Okay.
Have you ever had a best friend that you felt was a sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I have two of them.
You have two?
Well, my sister and I are best friends in the world. Absolutely best friends. And we have two best friends who are also sisters. So it's the two sisters and two sisters. So I got to give a shout out to Catherine and Maria.
You guys are so cute.
And my sister Karina. But the four of us are like, seriously, like sisters.
Wait, you're Karina and Katarina.
Yeah, don't ask. It's like William.
That's meant to be.
I love that.
No, that's really, really meant
to
be.
It's like Rich and Richard. Like, yeah, no creativity.
That's great. I love it.
Actually, we were both named after our respective grandmothers, my sister and I.
Okay, so basically
you just happened.
Yeah.
That it was Katarina and Karina. Those were the grandmother of my mom and the grandmother of my dad.
That's adorable.
That is adorable.
Well, it's kind of gay, but
no, it's not.
No, it's cute.
I honestly don't take the word best friend. I don't use it very lightly. And for everyone in my life, I have one person, and she knows who she is. Shout out to Shaunette. I love you. But she just...
Shout outs.
Yes. But she just really... She has always been there. It kind of brings tears to my eyes. She knows everything about me. She knows my DNA. She knows my social. No, she doesn't. But she should. But she always accepts me. She's there for me. She accepts me for who I am. We laugh. And it's so great because we are total opposites, like total opposites, but somehow we just gel. And, you know, I hope that I've been a best friend to her like she has been to me.
That's awesome. What's her sign?
She was born in November. I don't know.
She's a Scorpio.
Probably a Scorpio.
If it's like in the middle.
Yeah. She's after October 20th.
Yes, I want to say.
When's her birthday?
I don't even remember.
Okay, well.
I'm not good at birthdays, though. I don't remember anyone's birthday.
Well, that's why I was going to say, that's why me and you get along. But we are opposite.
We are
and
opposite.
And that's how it works.
But I love you, though.
I love you, too.
we love each other here at AfterBuzz.
We do.
Yeah, we're family.
What about, who's your best friend? You have any multiple one?
I do. One specifically is my cousin, who is like my sister and my best friend. She's a singer. And her name's Haley Reinhardt.
Hi, Haley.
She's on American Idol. She's really awesome. Amazing. Wow. So she's always traveling and doing awesome stuff. And she's always there to kind of be my rock and kind of like when things are getting a little crazy media wise or whatever, she's there to like kind of be like, hey, girl, this is, you know, right. Kind of bring you back down. Yeah. So she's always there and kind of knows that side. And, you know, I can kind of confide in her in anything. And she and I had, you know, she was very, very close with me when I was little and I didn't have a sister.
Right.
Very young. So that's kind of how it was. And then I have, you know, of course, best friends that are back in Chicago that I love to death, but sister-wise, I would definitely say Haley, my cousin. So it's kind of the same as Carol and Carolyn.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I thought it was so cool, though, that she just came through and was like, hey, no, you need to talk to me.
Right.
I have so much to tell you. And I wonder, though, if there was more to that reading. I love how they left the cameras on, but... You know, I remembered when the plane went down. I was watching TV, and at first, no one really knew what was going on, and no one knew what happened. So I'm surprised that they didn't talk about, like, what happened.
Right.
I feel like he does a whole set. I feel like they get more information than what is aired.
Totally.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally. 100%.
Yeah. And in fairness, I mean, a lot of that is private information.
Right,
you know,
private
information. We're not going to be going off about the Kennedy crash.
Do you believe in the Kennedy curse?
Yes.
Believe in that?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I think
something happened there.
Nuts with that family.
I don't believe in curses. I really think that you can, you know, outshine any darkness with light. I think that you can really just say, no, I want this to be positive. But in that case, something is happening because that's insane.
So what do you feel about, do you think that who's the sister that's living? There's one Kennedy, she's...
Carolyn.
Yeah, do you think that she's done a pretty good job?
At that? I think she's the only one left. She really has
See,
no
that would freak me out. If I were her, I would be like, obviously there's a...
Well, it's really crazy because going back to the crash, my brother-in-law, so I have one sister, my best friend, and she's married, and her husband he's a pilot, so he has some of his own planes. And so I get in the plane with them, and I'm like, this is like the sister, right? Because it was Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, John Kennedy, and the sister. And I'm always like, please don't let us crash.
Oh, my gosh. Don't know.
If I was next to you on that plane, I would hit you.
Oh, I would have gotten off the plane.
No, but he's such a good pilot that I don't mind. But I'm just, when it's only the three of us, if a fourth person is in the plane, or fifth, or sixth, depending on the size of the plane, I'm cool. But if it's just the three of us, I don't like this eerie Kennedy thing happening.
Of course you don't.
I feel like everything is so... I don't like that at all. I need to know. Listen, do you understand how sketchy it is that there's a thing in the air that everyone's sitting on and somehow we get there? I mean, what if you get in trouble? There's no hospital in the air. There's nothing you can do. I don't know the pilot. I want to know the pilot. I want to know his name. I want to know if he got rest. I want to know those things.
How Virgo of you.
I want to know those things.
You want to hire the people on the plane.
No, let me tell you, okay? Okay, honestly, truly, I have pressed the button when there's been too much turbulence. I'm that girl. And I press it, and, you know, the flight attendant, she comes out of her seat, ma'am. And she's
for
like,
the
yes.
fifth time, yeah.
She's like, yes, snacks, what? Water, what is it? And I'm like, girl, are you not feeling?
It's bumpy as shit. Oh, are you, sorry, can I say that?
Are you not feeling what I'm feeling? I really don't like flying. I think it's because my uncle, he was in the army, and he got the wrong parachute, and he jumped out and went, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And passed away at 27.
Oh, my gosh.
But ever since But ever since I was in the womb, I just don't like flying. My mom told me that the first time she flew pregnant, I was kicking her the entire time. I don't like flying. Aww. It's just very unpredictable to
me. You've always been you.
I think
and that is you, and that's your spirit, and that's who you will be.
No, seriously, I really think that. I mean, it just aligns. I mean, the things that I was doing in utero.
Well, and speaking, I was going to say, speaking of before life and after life, I mean, one of the things they touched on with Carol and Carolyn was the fact that they were connected here on Earth, and she asked, will we be connected in the afterlife?
Yeah.
Do you believe that you will be?
Absolutely, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard differently. I've heard that... Technically, you're not going to be connected, but hearing that on the episode today made me feel better because I don't want to meet people here and then not see them in the afterlife. That depresses me.
See, I think of it the other way around. I know that I have met people before this life.
Okay, you're getting freaky on me.
Yeah, and so I hope to reconnect with them again afterwards.
You're freaking me out.
But there is one individual that I knew him from before. Yes, ma'am.
I get it.
That's freaky, okay?
It is crazy.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah. See, I don't understand it, obviously, because I'm like, I am a fact person, you know, despite everything I say on the show. But I, you know, it's hard to understand, but I just kind of accept it, and I completely agree with you. But again, it's weird.
Hit us up, you guys, hashtag AfterBuzzTV, and let us know if you think you are going to connect with people here on Earth in the afterlife.
Oh, actually, the medium that I spoke with last night, I forgot, he said, he said that, you know, my grandpa's with a baby, and he was very, very specific on certain things, who, you know, all this stuff. I mean, I could go into it, but I'm not. And it's like, you know, I think that they also take care of people who have passed too soon, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I truly believe this. I don't know, obviously, but like, I think that if someone was taken before their time, they might be given another chance when the time is right in the universe for that person to just kind of go back in and have another full life, maybe.
Okay, so, okay, we'll rewind that. So you think that, so obviously they come as someone else? Like,
okay, let's say you have a child that died at two from pneumonia or something. Okay. And you, you know, it died and it's with your relatives and who knows, you know, maybe they get a second chance and get to come back whenever that year is, whenever, you know, whatever. Yeah. So that's what I mean on all of that.
Okay.
So, but he said something along those lines and then he said, you know, your family member is with this person, your grandma and grandpa are together, you know, that kind of thing.
But what if your grandma and grandpa didn't like each other in this lifetime?
No, right. Well, and then I guess they won't be.
Yeah.
They're like, great, this is our chance to get away from each other.
Because both of mine did not. Both of them had horrible marriages. Mm-hmm. And I don't think
so I'm helping hoping they're not together now.
I hope so too.
Then they're probably having a great life on the other side, right. Single and having a blast.
I hope that my grandmother, if you date in the afterlife, I hope my grandmother has the best man ever who is not my grandfather.
Aww.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, everyone deserves the right love, you know, the right kind of love. So.
And maybe if that was like her unfinished business or something, you know, she might have another chance at that with someone else.
But you know what? That I've thought about that with my grandmother's death is, you know, is she okay? Is she at peace with the way she was treated? Because he did things after she passed, too. And. Mm. It's. I wonder how she feels. Is she uneasy about it in her rest? Does she not care anymore?
I think at this point she would not care. She probably wouldn't have cared whether she was here. You know,
like see ya. I mean,
fair.
There's an element of respect probably that an association to ego, but probably her heart. Like, nah, I don't think she's worried about it now.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think.
Yeah, and it goes back to me kind of. I like to close a book. I like to close my books, and I like to go to the next book.
I get it.
That's how the afterlife should be.
I have so many open books that I'm just really? Like, oh, I'm so done. Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. Your reading yesterday. What prompted the reading?
Yeah.
She's
Twitter. Getting read everywhere.
I right? am.
Twitter Vegas, prompted your reading?
Twitter.
Do tell.
Yeah. He actually, Tyler follows him.
Okay.
And it's, again, Teenage Medium. And, yeah, he just said we can chat on the phone. Wow. We did a Skype
Amazing.
Reading. And, yeah, we did last night. It was fun.
Cool.
I want him to read me.
Yeah, I'll give you his number.
Okay. But no, someone has to be with me, though.
All right, I'll be with you.
We live 5 minutes from each other. We should do a live reading on here.
We should Skype. Yeah, like a split screen or something. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'd be down. He's one of those people who's very well known. James Von Prague actually kind of discovered him, and then he was kind of brought up, talked about honing in on his skills and by the woman who helped James Von Prague. So like this whole East Coast thing going on over there.
Oh.
So yeah, so he, you know, maybe could talk about it. But I think it's really interesting. There is like a whole world on Twitter of just mediums and psychics, and I think it's so cool.
My thing is, how can he read you on the phone? So he had no...
Well, he couldn't do it on like texting or something. Like he had to do it like seeing me. So he needed to feel my energy.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. So he could do it like that.
And that,
but
that can translate through a screen and through an audio. Yeah, absolutely. I think
probably.
It can.
Yeah,
you can pick up when you talk on the phone. You can pick up.
Well, obviously,
energy.
My grandma came through and was like, "Hi, take care of my china." And I was like, "Okay,
okay." Now that statement that did make that called me in.
He
that
said,
reeled me in.
He did say a lot. I don't want to say a lot on air, but he did say a lot. So I'm like, "Oh,
okay." So then it's legit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
And it's funny because going back to the episode, Carol, the Real Housewife, she was very skeptical. And then when Tyler sat down across from her, she was like, no, he seems genuine. So again, she was reading his energy.
I mean, he had no idea who she was.
He had no idea.
And
I had no idea.
Right. We didn't know. And when he mentioned reality show, this seems funny to her that this would be your life because it was like mine.
Right.
And she was like, wow.
And he was very shocked that it was Carolyn Bessette Kennedy that he had read.
Right. He had no idea.
I love that about him, though, how he's kind of, when it comes to the entertainment world, he's kind of very, kind of, I mean, you know, no shade, but clueless.
Yeah.
I like that about him, though, because it shows he's just a genuine, you know, everything he's giving is truth. I like that. I like when he reads someone very, very famous and he's like, I've never seen you before. Like, Lil Jon has put out multiple hits. Like, he's popular. And for him to be like, okay, you know,
Well, Katarina didn't know, but it's okay.
I don't know.
It's okay.
I'm like a deep house EDM type of girl. I don't know.
Yes. No, totally.
Although I did recognize.
It's okay not to sleep and breathe and eat pop culture like a lot of people do. I do. He is fresh air for me because it's nice to meet someone who doesn't breathe, sleep, and eat pop culture.
I was going to say, and speaking of fresh air, we have had a lot of fun tonight. We're going to clear the air because we got to get out of the studio. Time to wrap up, ladies.
Oh.
I know, it goes so quickly.
It does.
But we are really, really excited that you joined us for tonight. Always join us on Wednesday nights because we have some fun discussions here at AfterBuzz TV. Hollywood Medium, don't miss it. Episode 4 next week. Ladies, remind the audience where they can catch up with you.
You can catch me at The Ava Hill on Instagram and Ava Hill on Facebook.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And I'm Katarina Kazayas at Kazayas Katarina on Twitter and Katarina Kazayas on Instagram. Thanks for being with us. We will see you again next Wednesday.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.